This is Cricken for Audio. You are listening to Cricken for Audio and I am Ranjit Shinde. By now, the outcome of the fourth one-day international might have drowned Trinidad and Tobago Island in Calypso magic. At the same time, it has also managed to script yet another rise of a man, Brian Charles Lara, who has seen it all, the lows and highs, languish and flourish, and now the promise of the team that wants to achieve. Playing on his home ground, perhaps the last time on Sunday, in the fifth and final one-day international, emotions are bound to take over the legend. A 3-1 series win against India, with one more match to be played on his home ground, is something that Lara would cherish. Exuberant but still grounded, Lara addressed the media after the fourth one-day international, with an assurance and a bit of banter that nobody minds. Over to Brian Charles.
I just think that over the last couple of weeks, we've played very good cricket. And, you know, no one gave us a chance at the beginning of the series. And I think that, you know, we played competitively, we played good, we executed everything that we wanted to do. In the manner we wanted to do it in, and that is why we're in this position. Now, the future, you don't know what's going to happen. What we're looking for now is consistency. What we're looking for is to ensure that, you know, even though we've put India in the bag in terms of the series, we want to know that we can come out on Sunday and still win, even though there might be a couple changes, a couple new faces, maybe not, you know, the best 11 outside there. Winning that match on Sunday would also be of great importance to us. So, you know, I wouldn't say we've mastered our conditions. I just know that we've played good cricket for 2 weeks and we'd like to lengthen that period of time of success.
Brian, getting onto the field today, was it a very emotional moment considering that you said this would be your last two matches?
I knew that we had a crunch match today and it's important that we put this one, put the series away and then look forward to Sunday. I think Sunday is going to be a pretty emotional experience for me. I mean, it's my home ground. I know every blade of grass in it. You know, it's I always try,
huh?
Even I always, you know, this is my home crowd. I always try my hardest to produce something special, and it's nice to know that I am. I didn't even realize that, but I'll try to add some more runs on it on Sunday. I still think that I have maybe under a year in one-day cricket, but I just don't see any matches being played in Trinidad and Tobago, and it will be a momentous occasion walking out to bat there in these colours for the last time.
Were you more pleased that the team has won without great input from you as a batsman, or more satisfied you are that you've won the series? And secondly, do you expect a backlash from India? The last time they were here, they won the one-day series and just lost the test series. Now they've lost the one-day series.
Clearly, I think India should start favourite, so should have started favourite, and they did in the one-day series, and they should in the test series as well. They have a lot of experience with them. I know we're playing at home. We're a pretty young team, and the last series we played against, I think, in the Caribbean was against Pakistan, where they sort of leveled the series, and before that, South Africa. India is a very experienced team. The likes of Anil Kumble and Harbhajan Singh, the young fast bowlers, I think they're going to be a handful. And we've got to raise our game another level. We've got, after Sunday, we've got to put the one-days behind us and play a different sort of cricket. So in fact, everyone's actually leading. When we get out there, yes, I might be the captain, but I think the plan is well put together by everyone, and it shows that, you know, in there that everyone's making a contribution. And I feel that if anyone captained the team at this present time, we'd have the same result.
Brian, congratulations. At the prize distribution ceremony, Bravo made a comment about what he said at the team meeting yesterday. What exactly did you tell your boy?
What was he? We spoke for an hour and a half, so
if
you want me to go over the meeting again, it'll be difficult.
But basically, what did you tell them? I mean, simple,
that, you know, India definitely, their back's against the wall. They're going to be desperate for a win. They're going to rely on their key players to perform. And if we meet them, if we get out there and sort of nullify that and make a contribution from 11 of us, I think in those sort of situations, you'd find teams looking forward to Sehwag and Dravid and Yuvraj Singh and Kaif doing majority of the work, Dhoni. And, you know, in our situation, we had the luxury of knowing that, you know, we had 2-1 up. We needed a contribution from everyone. And we most likely came in the game with a calmer head than India. And I knew we executed well. You know, we were very professional about our performance today. And I thought that was a telling blow.
Brian, looking back at the series, considering how difficult it would have been to come back if you were 2-0 down, would you say that Dwayne Bravo's ball to get Yuvraj Singh was probably the defining moment of the series?
It was a crucial moment, but I think the fact that I think the innings by Ramnirish Sawant definitely that 98 not out in Jamaica gave us a lifeline. I think that was the most important performance of the series so far, you know, because looking back at it, we could have been down for 100, 150, which gave us no opportunity. Now if you think that the ball that Bravo bowled was the most crucial ball, I was very upset with the first two, so I'd prefer him, you know, to bowl six Yorkers and six runs and that's it. But it was a very good delivery.
Brian, was your team meeting yesterday the longest in recent times? I mean, how often do you meet for 90 minutes?
The most important thing, we don't time our meetings. Is if we're enjoying our meetings, is the most important thing. And the contribution from the guys is tremendous. You know, you listen to a guy like Chandrapal speak and you understand what's going on. He's got years of experience, loads of test matches and one day internationals under his belt. And the fact of the matter, the meeting goes on, it might go for half an hour and a half. It just depends on how much information is coming and if the guys are enjoying it. Talking cricket and learning about cricket is the most important thing for this team. You know, we might have 6 hours out in the middle, but I always stress that if the guys can talk more and you know, have a lot of conversations with, if you meet a guy like Segafi Sobers or Clive Lloyd or Colin Croft, talk cricket, and that's when you're actually going to learn the game. So all meetings really are not timed. It's just a matter of, you know, how good it's going and how the guys are enjoying it. We just let it go. I've already told the guys in 36 hours we'll be back on the field, and I stress the importance of this game on Sunday. Simple reasons that if we're missing a couple of our top players and we can still pull off a win, it shows us that we're starting to separate ourselves, at least from India. And, you know, moving on, you know, I feel that we're a better team than England. We've shown that in 2004, where we played in the Caribbean. I think the series was drawn 2-2. We played the NatWest Trophy and the ICC tournament. And we did, I think, at the end of 2004, the 8 or so matches or 10 matches we played against England, we were the better team. We won more. So it's nice to know that, you know, we're collecting these teams and we're putting them behind us. You know, we've got Pakistan coming up, a full series of tests in one day. We'd like to make sure and show our dominance against them. I don't know what it's going to be like down there. It's going to be very difficult. But they are one of the teams in our group in the World Cup. So that's our aim, really.
Brian, compared to the last two times that you were captain, is this the most enjoyable time?
It's only a few weeks old. And if you know Colin Croft, let me tell you something. Let a couple of bad performances come in and, you know, you'd see two huge pages in the Express or one of those newspapers and he's letting me have it. So my head is my feet's on the ground. I'm really level head at this present moment. I'm just trying to improve each and every single player. I'm trying to improve a couple of leaders that we have in the team, and that's my particular job, you know, to ensure that when I leave, you know, that we have people that can take it on. You know, I would love to be sitting back and actually this sort of results being achieved by another captain. It will be the perfect situation for all of us.
That was Brian Lara, chirpy and articulate, and he doesn't want to let it slip from here. But take this performance as a platform to set his team up for the World Cup to be played in Caribbean next year. Perhaps my colleague Sriram Veera was right. History is calling, but Lara has not gone deaf. Let the calypso roll. Hope you enjoyed listening to Crickinfo Audio. Please do send us your feedback or comments at audio@crickinfo.com.
This is Crickinfo Audio.